Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with Daisy. We're so excited that you're here, Daisy. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be on here.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. The feedback on everything Daisy has just been so positive. So, like I said, we're going to try to get you to say something you shouldn't. So are you ready for that?
Sounds good. I'm ready.
So, let's start. How did you get on the show?
So I actually was making TikToks like a year ago, just about my cochlear implant, like my process of getting it. And a producer, someone in casting, saw one of my TikToks that had gone viral. And then they DM'd and reached out to me and were like, would you ever be interested in going on The Bachelor? And I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
What was that decision like? Because I know you just said at the finale that it's just been now 1 year since you got your cochlear implant, right? Mm-hmm. So it was still kind of early in that transition. Was it a hard decision to go on the show, or were you like, no, I'm living my best life, let's do it?
It was, because at the time I was still really learning a lot with it, and speech didn't sound as good as like it can with it. So it was kind of, I had a lot of conversations with my parents about it too, just because I already had like gone through like a ton of stress because of that, and just the whole process and like relearning to hear in a different way. And I knew it was going to be hard going on the show because I was going to be around people I'd never met. So I couldn't really focus on their like mannerisms, and like, I didn't know anyone. And so I also talked to the producers a lot too. And I was like, you know, I don't know how this is going to go for me. And actually the first night when I walked in, I was like, I don't think I can do this. And I actually talked to a couple of the producers. I was like, I think I need to leave. Like, I don't think I was ready for this yet, just because of all the noise. But everyone was so comforting and like found ways to like make me more comfortable. So that was great. But yeah, it was a hard decision, but now I'm so happy that I did it.
It's also so hard because like, there's not an ease in to the show. And night one is the longest and the most overwhelming night. So you're kind of just thrown into the deep end right away.
Yeah. And they were definitely like, they kept reassuring me. They were like, this is going to be like the hardest night, like probably like acoustically for you. And it's like, you're going in, you don't know anybody. You're meeting this guy you never met, and all of the girls are going for the same guy. So that's intimidating too. And so the first night I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, night one's awful for everyone. I have a friend that has Lyme disease, and I actually looked up the hospital that you went to in Germany.
Yeah.
Do you think if you didn't go to that hospital, you would have found another way to cure it, or you think like that hospital was like the reason?
I think that's the reason for me, definitely, because I did a lot of other treatments in the States, and I tried basically everything I could from like Eastern to Western medicine. And then I heard of this place, so I went and I did it. It was kind of, I was at that point in my life where I was like, it can't get worse. Nothing can get worse. And so that's when I decided to go and do it. And I'm so thankful that I did it. And I know a lot of people that have done it, that it's worked for. So yeah, that for me was definitely it. And I always say, if I were to get sick again or anything were to happen, I would go back there in a second.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because like, I mean, it is in a different country. So there's like a whole different like aspect to it. And just the doctors kind of look at medicine differently. So it was really interesting being there too.
But, yeah. Can I ask you once you leave that hospital and you're done with that treatment, like how much longer did it take for you to be, I guess, back healthy again, back to like fully healthy?
Yeah, I would say probably 2 months after that is when I really noticed. I was like, I feel like a completely different person. Some people right after they do like the main part of the treatment, they feel better right after. And then other people, it can take like up to 6 months because your body can still be like detoxing. And also like everything that was kind of damaged has to like replenish and rebuild.
Yeah, that's what I would figure. Cool. Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you for opening up about that. Okay, so let's go to Joey. Joey. You see him out of the limo. What are your thoughts?
At the beginning, I was like, I don't really know how this is going to go. But I was really excited. And when like he was announced as The Bachelor, I was like, I could actually see myself, like me and him getting along really, really well. And so I was excited about it, and I got out. I was just so nervous. but then you walked in, and it was just like craziness, all the girls and everything. But then when I talked to him, that was the first time I was like, oh, I was like, maybe I think something's like there.
That's always a good feeling too, because you're like, this night's so crazy. I've just like turned my life upside down to be here. So to have that first conversation be like, okay, this wasn't all for nothing. Like there's potential connection, must have felt really good.
Yeah. And I didn't talk to him until like 6 a.m., I think.
No. Were you panicking, thinking you might not get a chance?
I mean, yes, a little bit, because I was the last one to talk to him that night. And so as the time was going on, as it got like 3 a.m., I was like, I don't know if I'm going to talk to him.
You're like, I'll be here if he's got some time to chat.
How was he when you had that last conversation? Did he seem exhausted, or was he just like amped up on adrenaline and fine?
Yeah, he seemed really present. So
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember being like from like 3 to 4, I was like, I'm not gonna make it. But then I got another win.
Nice. And then I would say, like, what point in the season did you realize, like, I'm really starting to catch feelings and I'm one of his stronger connections?
I would say that a lot of the other girls in the house noticed it before I did. And a lot of my friends were like, no, he's really, really into you. And I think I kind of, with the whole process, I was always being like kind of careful about it all and how I was feeling. But I would say every time I was with him, I was like liking him more and more. And then when I was away from him, I was kind of like, but is this whole thing like real? I was like kind of in my head about it, you know? But I would say definitely, I would say our date in Jasper for sure was kind of like a huge like stepping stone, like getting to the next step and like my feelings. But I would say like even after our first one-on-one, I was like, whoa, I really, really like this guy. And I didn't expect myself to be like that. But yeah.
You opened up a lot on your first one-on-one too. How did you expect him to react? Was that the first time you shared that story in like a dating sense actually?
Yeah, definitely. So after I got my cochlear implant, I'd only been on like one date since, but it was somebody that I had known prior. So they like knew all my health stuff and knew everything about me. But this was my first time like sitting down literally with anybody in my life and being like, so like, this is what's happened. And it happened really recently. That's why it was such a big thing for me to tell him. And like, that's just why it was such a big thing for me to like sit down and talk to him about, because I had never done that. And it was still like a huge thing I was learning and being comfortable with. So it was important like that he knew, especially after that first night, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go for me. I was like, I was nervous, but I knew like everything I had heard about him is super nice and kind. So I knew it was probably going to be a good conversation, but it was still difficult because you never know.
Oh, of course. And it's still, you had the first one-on-one date. So it's still early on. I feel like that it's not like you've had a few weeks to get to know him where you're going in with like, oh, I think this is how he's going to react based on like my time with him. Yeah. How were you thinking, expecting, hoping he was going to react to you sharing your story?
Honestly, just the way he did. I thought it was like perfect how he reacted. He reacted better than I even like imagined somebody would. So that was really good to see. And it was really special too, because after that episode, I had so many parents reaching out to me with like kids who had cochlear implants or if they have other things. And they were just like, you know, it gave us kind of a sense and like an understanding of how, if they do ever want to talk about it, like a way they can talk about it. And so that was really special to see too.
Yeah.
Do you think getting the first one-on-one date is good or bad?
For me,
not to cut you off, because it is something that's like, you get the first one-on-one and you guys, it really seemed like you really liked each other, but then like so much happens and we're kind of like, wait, what's going on with what's going on with Joey and Daisy? Yeah.
Yeah. I think in my case, I think it was really good. And I think it allowed for us to kind of build a good like foundation from the beginning and talk about a lot of things that we both like wanted and felt like we needed to talk about. And then I think moving forward, we just kept like building and building from that. But it is weird because like you go from having all that time with them and then it's super cut short, like on group dates and stuff. But I kind of looked at it like, okay, I have to make the most out of like the small amount of time that I have now. But also, I don't know, I could just tell after that like first one-on-one, like I never felt very like insecure in mine and his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just kept like progressing until we didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that just goes to show that he was probably making a conscious effort to validate you. And like, I feel like we saw both of you like making an effort to like move the relationship forward. You know what I mean? Like throughout those small times that you had together. I know you said that your date in Jasper was kind of like a big turning point. I want to talk about your conversation with him on how you said like, hey, I'm not in love with you. Kind of what was your thought process going into that conversation?
I mean, I felt like I had heard like other girls in the house and I was friends with a lot of them. And I had heard a lot of people have told him that they were falling in love with him. And I remember when we were in Spain, I was like, I'm not there yet. but I feel like I should be, because I was like, I've gotten like the most time out of a lot of people. And I'm like, I was kind of like, should I be here? Like, that was my, like, my thought process. And then going into our date, like, I knew where hometowns were. So I just wanted to be super honest, because I know, like, his biggest fear was like somebody not getting there. And so I didn't want to, if like that was going to be like a cutoff thing for him, like, I didn't want to take somebody else's like opportunity. And like, I wanted to go to hometown so badly, but I was just like, I wasn't like in love with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel, because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're, honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Was there any part of you that was worried that when you said that, he was going to be like, well, you know, you're steps behind these other connections and maybe end the relationship right there?
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was like, that could be a thing for sure. But I also knew, I could tell he like really cared about me and I really cared about him too. And I think I was holding back in ways also. But yeah, that definitely went through my mind.
Okay. Let's go to
hometown.
So yeah, I guess when was the switch where you're like, oh, I'm now here, or I'm getting here. And yeah, like, hometowns went really well. Was it maybe just him meeting your family? Like, what was it?
Yeah, I think meeting my family, and after that date in Jasper. I think it shows a clip of me and I'm like, it's happening. Mm-hmm. I remember after that I was talking and I was like, yeah, I think I might be like in love with him. And then and then going to hometowns and like meeting my family and everything, it was like such a perfect day. And so that was definitely the moment. And I think talking to my parents too, because it is a crazy experience and you're cut off from everyone. And so I didn't have like my family I could talk to. I didn't have my typical like friends that I could talk to all the time to be like, oh, like this guy, and tell him all this stuff, kind of get their input. But it was really good for me too, because it made me kind of work and process through my own emotions in a way that I hadn't before. So I think overall it was really good, but I think that would be like the turning point probably.
Yeah, it was crazy as a viewer watching your last few weeks of the show, because I feel like we went from that conversation on your one-on-one where you tell Joey, like, I'm not in love with you yet. And then it's really like this quick snowball effect of your feelings. It's like almost like you said that and he was like, I still want you here, I still have a connection. And then it was your family, and then it was Fantasy Suites. Did it feel like that? Like, did it feel like you kind of fell in love really quickly and like all at once? I don't know. I'm just trying to see if like the way we viewed it was in line with how accurate you felt about the journey.
You jinxed yourself, Daisy. You jinxed yourself.
I think I really did. But no, I think it was slowly like building up and I was kind of denying it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, at the end, and I remember going into the rose ceremony before Fantasy Suites week, I remember doing like an interview and I was like, you know, I'm just worried that I like wasn't allowing myself to feel it all, and now I'm feeling everything and I'm wishing I would have felt it sooner, because now I feel like I'm like gonna miss out.
Yeah, and I can totally understand how you would maybe have like a guard up, in the sense of like you were maybe holding back those feelings because he is dating multiple women, and it is scary to be like, yeah, I'm just going to let myself like totally fall in love with this guy when there's like 15 other girls here and I might get my heart broken.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely is a reason. I feel like a lot of people hold back sometimes, but yeah, I'm happy I
You kind of like, yeah, it's kind of insane not to hold back a little bit, because yeah, like there's so many other women there. It is. But
But with how it ends, are you happy you eventually let yourself feel everything despite everything that happens?
Yes, I am, because I think it really like opened me up in a different way. And I think, yeah, I just think the ending happened like really beautifully for everyone involved. And yeah, and I am really happy I did it, because it was such a great experience and I had so much fun. And I did create like really good relationships through it too. And so yeah, honestly, it, as like hard as it was in that moment, like looking back on it, I'm like, I think it was like everything I needed.
Yeah, that's good. That's definitely a positive outlook. The in-between time between after Fantasy Suites and mm-hmm. before that last date, right? That's what, yeah, like the sauna date. Mm-hmm. Where was your headspace before that date?
Yeah, because I know you mentioned on the finale that the first time you felt that shadow of a doubt was after the rose ceremony, after Fantasy Suites, seeing Kelsey and Joey look at each other. So yeah, to reiterate what Joe said, where was your head at?
Yeah, so from that last rose ceremony, when I saw him and Kelsey, I could just tell there was like this energy between them. And I was like, oh, I don't think it's me. For like a second, I remember thinking that. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I like broke down crying and they both like hugged me. And I was like, gonna be okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. and then from, I think I kind of just like blocked it out, because I was like, oh, we're meeting the family went great. And then after that I was like, okay, that went so good. And I was like, but you didn't really get to talk to him. When you like meet the family, you don't get to talk to him that much. Mm-hmm. Just basically just talking to the family. And then going into our next date, I was just so like filled with anxiety, and it didn't feel like the excitement I had always felt when I was going to see him. And everything just started to like physically like hurt, like my whole body. Like I was just like, this doesn't feel right. And then we went into that date, and I don't know, maybe I had some like spiritual awakening. I don't know. But I was like,
I feel like it's like women's intuition, or like you just have this sixth sense.
Yeah.
Well, because it did feel like, as a viewer, it kind of felt like Joey was like soft breaking up with you. Like he was
soft launching the breakup.
Like, yeah. And then I know at the reunion, or not the reunion, whatever it's called.
Finale.
I should know by now because I've been doing this for 10 years. He like was like, how did you know? But like, as a viewer, we were kind of, it was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of obvious the
yeah,
way
he's. Yeah, it's like, Joey, your poker face wasn't as good as you thought it was.
Mm-hmm. And like, do you think you, I guess, poked that out of him at all? Or do you think like it was kind of just like you both were feeling it, I guess?
I think we both were feeling it and we both knew, but I think it was just processing and kind of like coming to terms with it for me.
Yeah.
But I think I definitely knew. And I think there was something, if I'm being honest, there was something always missing between us. And I felt like in ways I was kind of trying to like force it to be there. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like we are a lot alike in ways, but I just felt like there was something always missing between us. And I think for a period of the show, I just kind of ignored it. And then when it got to like the ending, I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm right. Like there is something missing between us. Mm-hmm. So
did you ever feel or consider like pushing the answer out of him on that last date, either the day or the night portion, and just like asking him, like, is it me?
You know, I didn't think about asking him that. I always felt like if he knew for sure that it wasn't me, that he would have enough like respect for me to send me home whenever he was feeling that. So I trusted him in the aspect that if he knew 100% it wasn't me, he would have enough respect for me to send me home then.
Yeah.
Was there any part of you? Okay, so then you make the active choice to basically go to Kelsey and tell her like it's not me. I guess why did you decide to do that? And then was there any part of you that maybe you were saying that to Kelsey and then second guessing like, oh, what if it is me though? Like what if I'm wrong?
No, I've never been more sure of something. Okay. Honestly, and like my reason going to talk to Kelsey was from like a friendship standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I think just talking to her about like how both of our weeks have been, and also it was a way like I know they both really cared about me, and I wanted them to know that like I was going to be okay and that I supported them and I want them to be happy. Even though like this was really hard for me, it's still something that I can be happy for them for. And I don't think everyone will always understand that, especially if you haven't been on this show and gone through the position, but you don't understand how much time like you spend with the girls, especially towards the end. Like me, Rachel, and Kelsey were extremely close towards the end. And I felt like we all just had a lot of respect for each other. Also, that conversation with me and Kelsey, it was like, I know it's the show's only like 2 hours, so they can't have everything in it. But there was like a lot more parts to it of me and her just like talking about how I was feeling, talking about how she was feeling, talking about like we want the best for each other, and like me saying he's not my person, like I know he's your person. And there was a lot of like beautiful moments behind that. And she knew it was her and she knew it wasn't me. And she said, I've been worried about you all week because I felt that it was going to be me. And so it was a really like beautiful conversation between me and her. And it's going to be like something that me and her will always have. And like, the important thing is that like her and Joey know why I did it and know like what was behind it all. And so like, that's what matters. And I know some people will probably have different things to say about it, but they know why, and they were really like accepting of it and supportive of how everything went. So
it's your life, your choice. So you have to do what you feel in the moment. And I think there'll be a lot of people that will criticize you for that, but they don't know what it's like to be in that position. And I think you have to go with your gut. And if that's what you were feeling, it was the right move.
Mm-hmm. Was it validating in any way watching the show back and seeing their connection? I know you said you were like super confident it wasn't you on the show, but just watching it back and being like, I see it between them, and maybe help you understand maybe what was missing between you and Joey.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting that you ask about that, because in my journal, I journaled every single day. And when we were in, I think it was in Montreal. It was either Montreal. Yeah, I think it was Montreal. Or no, Jasper. Yeah, Jasper. There was the day me and Kelsey were like sitting on this like dock on the little lake there. And we were just talking about like so many things. And then I went back to my room and I started journaling. And I was like, you know, if it's not me, I think Kelsey would be perfect for him. And I was like, I think I knew, because I like had seen them together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a weird situation to be in and kind of be processing everything too. But I remember I like when the shows would air, I would go back and read like my journal from like that week. And I remember reading that and I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I kind of called it.
But it is weird because it's so hard, if you haven't been on it, to explain, but it's like you're getting to know this guy so well, but you're mm-hmm. also getting to know all these girls so well. So it's like you kind of are in a position where you could be like, if you were to match them, like you could essentially, you would have all the information to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And definitely like watching them back and seeing like how like you can definitely tell like they're so in love with each other, like on the show they were, and like even now seeing them in person. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel, because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince, quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Knowing what you know now after going through all this and kind of maybe trying to look at it from like Joey's point of view. And I know, like, mm-hmm. I think Jen's going to be an excellent bachelorette. And I know you kind of expressed that you weren't really ready for that. But do you think you could ever be the lead of a show like this?
I think I definitely could. I think right now, just in my life, I had, like I said, I had like two really huge things happen in a short amount of time. And I haven't really just had time to like live and be me and do the things I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so like right now, it's just like not a good time for me to do something like that. But I'm like, I loved being on the show and I had such a great experience. But I just think, yeah, just right now, it's just not right for me. And then
you had a very big year. You're allowed to have a chill year now.
Yeah, I had a very big year. And I'm excited to see everything that like comes from this and everything that I can do. But it's just, I knew it wouldn't be like best for me right now.
I think that was smart. That's smart. What is something that you want to do from this?
Yeah, what's next for Daisy?
I've been working on my nonprofit a lot, so I really want to keep working on that.
Plug it. What's it called? Tell people where they can find information about it.
It's called Hear Your Heart. You can go to hearyourheart.org. But I want to do that. There's also, I have another children's book that's in the works. I have like a kind of a like memoir from my life that I actually had finished like 6 months before I even ever got asked to come on the show. So it's interesting because it's about my life, like before the show.
Free bachelor.
Yeah, it goes through all my health stuff and everything. And I had it done before I came on. So I want to publish that eventually. And I really want to do a lot of like public speaking, especially to the younger kids. That's kind of the stuff I want to do right now. Nice. But yeah, I'm excited to see where everything goes from here.
Are you ready to potentially start dating?
I think yes. Like I'm not going to say like, no, I'm not ready to date. I think if it was somebody like really special and someone that I really connected with well, like yes. But I don't know. You never know what's going to happen.
True. Yeah.
It's true.
I will say, I think right now is a time in my life where I want to put myself first because I haven't been able to do that in a really long time. And so I think like that's kind of my standpoint on it. Like I just need to put myself first, but I'm not going to be like, no, you know?
Yeah. Like if your husband walked into the room, you're not going to turn away, but you're prioritizing yourself and like settling into your singlehood.
Yes.
But you're open. You're open. You're open to
the DMs are open, guys.
Yeah, you're open. Okay. So we have to ask, there's been a lot of online chatter and podcasts talking about the music video that you are in with the chorus. Can you touch on that at all? Do you want to?
Yeah, give us the story. How did this music video come to be? Yes. How did you meet the guy? What's the story, Daisy?
It's all good. It's actually one of my like best friends since like we were probably in fourth or fifth grade. He he's always been like one of my best friends, and he like makes a lot of music, does a lot of beats and stuff. I like always did choir and everything. I like play piano and play guitar. So we would always just do random music stuff together. And then he made that song and he's like, you want to be on it? I was like, sure. So I was on it. And I was like,
yeah, whatever.
But yeah, it went around on the internet.
When you went on the show, did you ever think like, I wonder if people are going to see this?
I mean, I thought like, yeah, people were probably going to see everything that was online. I honestly didn't think people would have that big of a reaction to it, but it was kind of funny because like me and all of my like hometown friends were all like laughing about it because it honestly, most people weren't like mean about it. They were just like, what the heck? This is so like out of pocket.
Well, yeah, I mean, the lyrics, I mean, did you, when you did the music video, did you question his lyrics at all? Were you kind of like, this is a little like, it's a little aggressive.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. And I remember my mom was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I remember calling my mom and I was like laughing and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, me and Brandon's video. The video or like the music video I was on of Brandon's, I'm like, it's like going viral and people are saying so much stuff about it. And my mom goes, my mom's like the most supportive person ever of me. And my mom goes, I get it. And I was like, okay.
You're like, hey mom, remember that music video I did 4 years ago with Brandon about, you know, that line about balls? Yeah, it's going viral.
My mom's like, oh, I get it. But honestly, like, I don't regret doing it because we had so much fun that day. And it was like a time in my life where honestly, I was like so, so sad. And so whenever I had a day where I was just like having fun and like doing whatever, like, I don't know, it was a great day. And he's one of my best friends. And like me and him laugh about it so much now. So like, I don't regret it being there. And also, like, it was kind of a time in the show where, like, I was, like, kind of, like, slowing down and, like, other people were, like, getting more, like, focus on. And then I feel like all of a sudden that came out and about and people were like, oh, Daisy, what?
That is so true. It was, like, mid-season where it was, like, all of a sudden, like, wait, why is Daisy in this blue light all over my Instagram page?
And then but yeah, it was funny. But also like during that time too, like I think on my YouTube I still have like I have like so many videos of me like covering songs and like singing and playing music. And a huge reason that like I did that is because that period of my life is when I found out like I was probably going deaf. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna like do like as much music stuff as I can because it's always been such a big part of my life. So I have like literally like hundreds and hundreds of like covers on like this drive that I have. So, but yeah, I mean,
make sure you check the lyrics before you release before you release some of those.
But honestly, yeah, I mean, everyone's got to have something come up, right?
Yeah, no, it's, honestly, it's funny. Honestly, you guys should truly make t-shirts and sell them because you would crush.
You should make a new one. You should make a new one. Yeah. The people want more.
Okay, we're going to play a game with you and then we'll let you go. Also, I know I asked you about potentially being the Bachelorette, but let's say Bachelor in Paradise came around. Would you consider that?
Like in this moment, probably no, but mm-hmm. I don't know. You never really, but I think I didn't realize, like, I knew how like big The Bachelor was because I watched it. But I didn't really understand how crazy some people are about it.
Yeah, no, so it's
I think
intense.
Right now, like, I always like want to be involved in some way, but I think right now I just kind of want to kind of take control of my life.
Oh. Yeah, makes sense. All right, let's do it. This is rapid fire with Daisy.
First, it's all easy, easy, okay. Easy, fun questions. Yeah, not just like good. Favorite food kind of thing.
Okay. Night in or go out?
Night in.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Favorite food or cuisine?
I love sushi and pasta.
Nice.
Same girl.
Yeah. What is your love language?
Physical touch.
What is a deal breaker for you?
Cheater.
What is your go-to cocktail?
Skinny spicy marg.
Favorite place you visited this season?
This season, Jasper.
That's favorite. Really the favorite. Everyone says that they loved Jasper.
It's beautiful. And just like the energy there. And like all of us girls, us like six girls, we had so much fun that week. Even like in the bloopers, it's us like sitting by the fire, like kind of impersonating each other. And like that night was so much fun. But yeah, it was great vibes.
Favorite group date?
Favorite group date? The tennis date.
Least favorite group date?
I don't think I have one. I had a really good time at the mall. Honestly, maybe I loved the painting one when we were in Spain, but I was really, really like sick that day. So I did not.
Okay. A favorite look you wore this season?
I really liked the white, like cutout dress I wore when we were in Malta. Because I felt like it like wasn't like something people would expect me to wear.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
Go to hangover cure.
Liquid IV.
Yeah, that's the best.
Favorite color to wear?
Favorite color to wear? Green or black?
I like green myself. I feel like Serena probably should have been the one asking these questions. Favorite beauty product?
Favorite beauty product. I love the Rare Beauty blush.
Serena, you know that?
I do. It's a classic. Joe, do you know that?
Of course.
Do you know what celebrity owns Rare Beauty?
Rare Beauty?
Yeah.
Give me a clue.
It's a female singer/actress. She's a brunette. She's dating a guy that Selena was in Gomez. Dave. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Good job.
So, adventurous or relaxing vacation?
Ooh, a mix, can I say?
Yes, you can, because that is the correct answer.
Okay.
Dream destination spot?
I really want to go to Australia.
Nice. Okay. Well, Daisy, you are wonderful as we expected, and thank you so much for coming on Bachelor Happy Hour.
Yeah, thank you both so much. It was nice to meet you guys in person.
Kind of in person. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this interview as much as we did. And make sure you stay tuned, because we have new interviews and exclusives coming out every week.
And don't forget to subscribe. Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel, because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.